Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We'll get a chance now to talk to Brian Catrick, who joins us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line here on the Fan, 680 93.7 FM. BK, good to talk to you. How you doing today, sir?
Well, we're hanging in there. I just want to say, first of all, there's no way Tiger moves off of the four pick. I mean, you keep that.
First and foremost, tell us how you are feeling. You've spent a lot of time covering golf, and you've spent a lot of time around Tiger Woods. What were your initial thoughts, and where were you when you got the information yesterday?
It was terrifying. I was at home. You know, I come on at 4 o'clock every afternoon on PGA Tour Radio, so working a different shift than you guys. But, you know, the reports start trickling in, and it's the same as any other news story. While we won't admit it, we are at least slightly trained as journalists. Journalists? Sorry. As with anything with Tiger, your first thought is, all right, well, most of the initial stories are wrong. Let's make sure we have this right. And you get the statement from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office, and at that point, that's a pretty credible source. So then you go back to being terrified, you know. So as the afternoon unfolded, I think Bob Herrig's story at ESPN mentions that it was 15 hours from the time of the accident to the time that Tiger was, you know, we got the post-surgery update. We don't know that, you know, the surgery was that long, but we know that it was a long time before we got it. It was almost 4 hours between the time of the accident and the time the world found out. And thankfully, we're in a point of the story today where we can talk about things like that. But it was just a weird day for a whole lot of reasons. It reminded me of 2009. You know, I was on the air in 2009 as well, the day after Thanksgiving, with the accident and the fire hydrant. And, you know, that day was odd. There was more information yesterday than there was that Friday after Thanksgiving back in 2009. That Friday after Thanksgiving, you know, he was dead and might never walk again. And, you know, the speculation was rampant from the starter gun. And it took days to unfold where he actually was and what the injuries may have actually been. So yesterday, for this to span 15 hours, while that seems like a long time, compared to 2009, it was nothing.
Brian Catrick, our Truist golf reporter, joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
Brian, when you talk about Tiger's mental toughness, does that kind of speed things up? Does that kind of make you feel a little better that, you know, he will, not even talking golf and play again, that he will, you know, be all right down the road and be able to recover better just because how he'll attack trying to recover?
No, Joe, I don't think you were off base last segment. You know, this the guy is a professional golfer, and that's where his mind is going to be. If not first, then certainly second. You go back to this fifth back surgery that he had back in December. It was 3 days after competing in the father-son. With his son, who is an avid and passionate golfer, you know what you'll do for your kids. And he realized, hey, Charlie's good. And a lot of people's opinion, Charlie carried that team back down there in Orlando. But, I mean, it wasn't about winning that event for Tiger, but it was about not disappointing your son and trying to put a good example up. And he realized, hey, if I want to keep doing this, I'm not healthy enough to keep doing this. Not only am I trying to pursue the record-breaking career win of 83, but I'm trying to pursue Jack's record of professional majors. And you know, oh, by the way, at this pace, Charlie's going to beat me in a couple of years because, you know, he's pretty good. And you want to celebrate all that. So that was the inspiration behind the fifth back surgery to begin with. And that was only a month and a half ago. So looking at it that way, maybe 2 months ago, he had a fighter's mentality 2 months ago. He was willing to go get cut on, which is something he's told me he did not enjoy doing. He actually at one point told me he was never going to get another surgery. That was two surgeries ago, maybe even three. He was done with that. He had had enough. But we know who he is, and he's not going to stop fighting. And I think that's what we saw 2 months ago with the option to have this fifth back surgery, and I don't see why this is going to this is going to set him back. It's certainly going to slow him down, but I don't know why he's going to stop fighting now.
Truist golf reporter Brian Katrick joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on The Fan. Time off. The fact that he was recovering from back surgery back in December and, you know, still wasn't, we weren't sure if he was all in on the Masters. Time off, what would more time off do for him or to him, in your opinion, being that he was still trying to get back to where he was just a couple of years ago?
Well, see, this now we have to just open the book up and say, all right, let's talk about what Tiger's next golf tournament might look like, if that's ever going to happen. And now we're just guessing. However, I don't think we're off base today to guess on this. We now know what happened. It's multiple breaks in the right leg. You ran through it. But I'm just as concerned about his back as I am his right leg. Alex Smith showed us that you can have a leg almost amputated and come back and run around and play in the NFL. Tiger's never going to get tackled. You know, that's, he doesn't have to heal the way Alex Smith had to heal. And I don't know that we know that we can compare those injuries. One of them was, I'm sure, worse than the other. But the point is, this was a guy that had told Jim Nantz the day before that he wasn't sure this surgically repaired back would be ready for the Masters, and that's 6 weeks from now. And that guy just got thrown around in the driver's seat of a car. They're not even talking about his back. They haven't even gone to evaluate his back. There's going to be other things that got injured in this wreck that we haven't gotten to yet. But because the bones weren't sticking out, you know, they didn't take a priority. Like I said, based on everything I've read, you know, you can heal this leg. You know, this is, I'm not going to say it's not a problem. It's going to be a lot of work. It was some great surgical procedure and great work by the surgeons, but you know, he'll be able to heal this at some point in time. The question is, will he have anything left in the tank when it gets healed, and how will that back be? And you want to go overly positive? If that wasn't overly positive, his back probably needed some more time off. I'll be honest with you. Rushing back to get back for the Masters didn't seem like a good idea. We've read that story before, and that's kind of where it seemed like we were headed again. Now it doesn't look like we're playing any golf for a while. And by a while, I mean, you know, we're not looking at calendar year 2021. I can't imagine that we're having that discussion. Yeah, sure, Ben Hogan got hit by a bus in February and was playing golf again in November. But that he was, I think, 9 years younger than Tiger when that happened. Medicine's better, but we're not talking about a golf story this year. But I do think that anything that causes him to rest that back is going to be good for Tiger's golf future. And if there is a golf future, that's at least one tiny little positive sign.
How do you think Tiger Woods wants to go out? We keep trying to see how many majors he could possibly win, or what the number will be, or how many top five finishes he has, all the things we do as fans. How do you think he wants to finish his career?
Oh, home team, that's such a good question. Joe, you remember when I used to tell you how much I loved this guy?
Right.
Well, that's why. So I don't think Tiger gets to go out the way he wants to go out. Nobody really does, but very few anyway. But, you know, back in 2009, right before the Thanksgiving accident, this guy was going to get to 25 majors. He was going to win 100 PGA Tour events. That's where he was. And that wasn't even being crazy. That the 18 of Jack, he was going to sail past that. The 82 of Sam Snead, just forget it. You know, that was going to be a triple-digit record. So you're thinking about how you're going to go out. Well, you are clearly going to be the greatest, and that's, you know, one of the reasons why he started his foundation, and you're trying to start events, and you're building a legacy, because the on-course contributions were going to be unarguable. Well, they're not unarguable yet. Here we are. He's tied with Snead. He hasn't passed Nicklaus. Doesn't look like he's going to pass Nicklaus. Doesn't look like he's going to get past Snead. So he's come to the realization that most professional athletes have, which is, you don't get to control how you go out. So now you go back to what happened with the TGR Foundation, which was a lot of the work of his late father, Earl, and a lot of his work. Well, that's a resounding success. Then you look at the kids. You know, Sam loves playing soccer. Are you a good dad for your daughter? Charlie is at least right now enjoying golf. Could he be the world's greatest dad caddy for his son as he plays junior and high school golf? Yes. All of those doors are still open. And that's where he has to focus, because, you know, signing off, you know, riding off into the sunset after a final win just doesn't seem very likely right now, not the way that it did back in 2009.
And when the time comes, do you think we will hear from Tiger? Will it be some press release, or will there just be nothing and we'll get updates as he's able to recover or hopefully maybe play again?
Yeah, I think we will. I mean, I don't know that it's not anything that's going to happen between now and the Masters. I think the next update we'll get is when he leaves the hospital. I don't know that you're going to get a medical update. I mean, we're talking about a very badly broken leg, but that's not the type of thing that requires another press conference to keep us posted on. I can't imagine that he's playing any professional golf this year. So the next time you would expect some sort of a career update from Tiger Woods would then be his event in December in the Bahamas, the Hero World Challenge. That would be the next time you'd expect him to be in front of microphones from a tournament hosting role. And at that point, we'll have a whole different picture. You know, at that point, you know, if he doesn't walk into that press conference, I'll be quite surprised. And then he'll tell us, hey, I don't feel like ever hitting any more golf balls. You know, I can't hit any more golf balls. I can't make the swing. You know, I can't generate the speed. He was already at the bottom end of the speed he was going to need to compete at the highest level anyway. Can't imagine that he's going to get there after this, but maybe some miracle of miracles he will, or maybe he'll decide to figure out another way. But to put a timeline on it, I don't think Tiger talks public golf until December.
We thank you for the update. Thank you for the time. Know you have spent a lot of time with Tiger Woods, and certainly know that everybody is happy that he's okay. And we look forward to getting a chance to talk to you with some upcoming events and getting some updates on Tiger as they become available.
Gents, it's great to be on with you. And hopefully it'll be happier circumstances next time.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.